Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. 600 and something. You work it out. Have a look at the episode number. I can't remember what it is. I'll put the episode number on afterwards. It's like a peek behind the curtain, isn't it, of how this podcast is made. Not many people are listening to it at the moment. I'm in a real low, like a furrow. Is that the right word? A trench, a sort of kind of valley of listenership. But you don't need to know about that. What I should do professionally is pretend that this podcast is actually booming, going up all the time, but it's really not. It's really plummeting, and I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's because I keep on making podcasts like this. I think it's also because I'm going through, look at how quick I'm talking. Calm down. I think it's because I'm going, just starting up fast again. I think I am going through some sort of existential break. I don't know exactly what it is, but I think so. Anyway, I went on a stag do this weekend. That's why I haven't done an episode. I also thought that if I'm doing an episode every day, if the listenership is down and daily podcasts are not hitting, then maybe I should, you know, do one every now and again. But put it this way, it isn't helping. But I went on a stag do in the Lakes. Kendal was the town I was in. It's one of the biggest towns in the Lake District. But still, like a lovely little place. But there was, 25, 30 of us all in a hostel. And it was really good. I wasn't looking forward to it, especially as I'm not drinking. And I just thought it would be like a nightmare. But everybody is a lot older. So it's not like the stag do's I went on when I was 32, which were like the tough mudder of drinking. It was much more pleasant. Very gentile, the one which means nice, not the one which means non-Jewish. Anyway, it was decent, and the hostel feels like a uni halls. Everyone's got their own room. There's three floors. It's pretty big. There's a kitchen. There's a kind of JCR area, and we just had loads of booze there and pizzas, and there's a pool table, and music was playing, and not everyone knew each other, so we were all just having a chat. And I was like, this is literally the first day of middle-aged uni. That's what this is like. And it was really fun. It had that same kind of buzz of when you first go to uni, if you have gone to uni, of kind of excitement and everybody being nice and friendly and going, oh, so where do you live and where do you come from and how do you know Tom and all that. So it was really good. And then we went on a massive walk on the second day up some hills. Turns out the Lake District has some hills in it. I don't know if you know about that one. And walked all the way to a pub, had some nice food there, walked back, went out into town. Yeah, really nice. And I managed to bag a room with two of my uni mates, so I didn't share with anybody that I didn't know. And all in all, delightful. Really nice. And there's not much more to say. It was 5 hours drive there and 5 hours drive back. So that was a bit of a mission. But I've got some podcasts under my belt. And you know what? I just thought to myself, even when I didn't really want to be sitting in a pub not drinking, and I didn't really want to be making an effort with people all day because that couldn't be exhausting, I just thought, this is a rare time when I don't have something to do. It's a rare time where I don't have pressure to go to the gym. I'm not good at unwinding. I'm not good at giving myself time to relax. I will either be on my phone scrolling, which is just like intense for your brain, or I'll be gymming, walking the dogs. I'll be taking the boy to school. I'll be doing work, as in my corporate job, which is a nightmare. And I just thought, enjoy this period where there's not really anything to do. Saying that, there was a bit of a timetable. But I tell you something, herding 25 to 30 people around, the best man who organised the stag did a great job. A little bit of gig news to end the podcast, shall we do that? I have a gig coming up next week. I say next week because it's Sunday night now. I think it's on the 9th. Frenzy Comedy, that's a nice loose 10 minutes. And then I have another gig on the 28th. These are just the ones I've got booked in at the moment. I'm hoping some more crop up. I've also got another one on the 7th as well. And all of those are nice 10-minute proper gigs. So we've got some of those going on. The only thing I will say is, the one I did in St Albans was a bit touch and go in terms of, I fucked up a couple of times. I think I said this, but that's because I was under the weather and my brain fog has been quite bad recently and I was all stressed out. And anyway, excuses aside, I don't think the last half of the last 5 minutes I've got worked as well as I wanted. So I've got a whole brand new 5 minutes that I really want to use. But I don't know if that's going to work either. Because it's all about being gay. Not about me being gay. It's about other people being gay. And it might come off as I'm being homophobic. So it's one of those ones that you've got to try out. I don't know whether these are the gigs to try out. But I just don't want to go to an open mic and be the homophobic guy on a gay rant. I'm obviously not ranting. It's actually like the premise of it is being straight. There's loads of rules. Gay people, they don't have those rules around their life. And they seem much freer and happier for it. It's that. It's a critique of masculinity more than it is anything else. But, I mean, that sounds clever. I don't give a shit as long as it's funny, but I don't know whether it is. Right, that's it. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next pod. For the few people who are listening at the moment, I appreciate it. But what the fuck, man? Where is everyone else? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do should be... I think that's just going to be my motto. What do I do? I don't know. What do I do? I don't know what I'm doing. See ya.